suck in the scent of the grass. It is a strange smell, sweet and nostalgic, though I have no memories of grass. As the animals buzz near the brush, in the trees, I pull her down. I kiss her with my eyes open for the first time. The trees and their leaves sway gently from the air that comes through the vents, and I drink the sounds, the smells, the sight as my wife and I make love in a bed of grass beneath a roof of stars. That is Andromeda Galaxy, she tells me later as we lie on our backs. The animals make chirping noises in the darkness. The sky above me is a frightening thing. If I stare too intently, I forget gravity's pull and feel as though I'm going to fall into it. Shivers trickle down my spine. I am a creature of nooks and tunnels and shafts. The mine is my home, and part of me wants to run to safety, run from this alien room of living things and vast spaces. Io rolls to look at me, and traces the steam scars that run like rivers down my chest. Farther down, she'd find scars from the pit viper along my belly. Mum used to tell me stories of Andromeda. She'd draw with inks given to her by that tin pot, Bridge. He always liked her, you know. As we lie together, she takes a deep breath, and I know she has planned something, saved something to talk about in this moment. This place is leverage. You won the laurel. We all know, she says to me. You needn't coddle me. I'm not angry any longer. It doesn't matter, I say. After seeing this, none of that matters. What are you talking about? She asks sharply. It matters more than ever. You won the laurel, but they didn't let you keep it. It doesn't matter. This place exists, but they don't let us come here, Darrow. The Greys must use it for themselves. They don't share. Why should they? I ask, confused. Because we made it. Because it's ours. Is it? The thought is foreign. All I possess is my family and myself. Everything else is the society's. We didn't spend the money to send the pioneers here. Without them, we'd be on the dying earth, like the rest of humanity. Darrow, are you so red that you don't see what they've done to us? Watch your tone, I say tightly. Her jaw flexes. I'm sorry. It's just... we are in chains, Darrow. We are not colonists. Well... sure, we are, but it's more on the spot to call us slaves. We beg for food, beg for laurels like dogs begging for scraps from the master's table. You may be a slave, I snap, but I am not. I don't beg. I earn. I am a helldiver. I was born to sacrifice, to make Mars ready for man. There's a nobility to obedience. She throws up her hands. A talking puppet, are you? Spitting out their bloody damn lines. Your father had the right of it. He might not have been perfect, but he had the right of it. She grabs a clump of grass and tears it out of the ground. It seems like some sort of sacrilege. We have a claim over this land, Darrow. Our sweat and blood watered this soil, yet it belongs to the Golds, to the society. How long has it been this way? 100? 150 years of pioneers mining and dying? Our blood and their orders. We prepared this land for colours that have never shed sweat for us, colours that sit in comfort on their thrones on distant Earth, colours that have never been to Mars. Is that something to live for? I'll say it again. Your father had the right of it. I shake my head at her. Eo, my father died before he was even 25 because he had the right of it. Your father was weak, she mutters. What the bloody damn is that supposed to mean? Blood rises into my face. It means he had too much restraint, It means your father had the right dream but died because he would not fight to make it real. She says sharply. He had a family to protect. He was still weaker than you. Careful, I hiss. Careful? This from Darrow, the mad hell diver of Lycos. She laughs patronizingly. Your father was born careful, obedient. But were you? I didn't think so when I married you. The others say you are like a machine because they think you know no fear. They're blind. They don't see how fear binds you. She traces the himanthus blossom along my collarbone in a sudden show of tenderness. She is a creature of moods. The flower is the same color as the wedding band on her finger. I roll on an elbow to face her. Spit it out. What do you want? Do you know why I love you, Helldiver? She asks. Because of my sense of humor. She laughs dryly. Because you thought you could win the laurel. Kieran told me how you burned yourself today. I sigh. The rat. Always jabbering. Thought that's what younger brothers were supposed to do, not elder. Kieran was frightened, Darrow. Not for you, like you might be thinking. He was frightened of you, because he can't do what you did. Boy wouldn't even think it. She always talks circles around me. I hate the abstracts she lives for. So, you love me because you believe that I think there are things worth the risk? I puzzle out. Or because I'm ambitious? Because you've a brain, she teases. She makes me ask it again. What do you want me to do, Eo? Act. I want you to use your gifts for your father's dream. You see how people watch you, take their cues from you. I want you to think owning this land, our land, is worth the risk. How much a risk? Your life. My life. I scoff. You're that eager to be rid of me. Speak and they will listen, she urges. It is that bloody simple. All ears yearn for a voice to lead them.